from 1997 to 2001 as a ranking member for Food and Agriculture in Parliament. Our impact on national policy was the attention given to rice, fish, and meat production locally by successive governments. It is because of the inputs that through you were able to give through our parliament that have been able to shape policies for the production of this locally. And then from 2001 to 2009 and seven in the executive, we played instrumental roles to impact on the development of the nation by the initiation and implementation of the following: the National Health Insurance Scheme to facilitate financial access to healthcare needs by the good people of this country, the College of Physicians and Surgeons to stem the tide of the massive exodus of Ghanaian doctors to seek greener pastures out of our country, the National Ambulance Service to render emergency services to those who require facilitation to access healthcare, expansion of and into our nursing training institutions to improve the number of nurses available to tender nursing services and thereby to improve the nurse to population ratio in Ghana. We also played our role in the massive improvement and expansion of road assets of the country from 34,000 in 2000 to 67,000 as of January 2009. In addition to the expansion of the road network in the country, there was a commensurate improvement on the road surface conditions. Road safety was taken seriously, and major black spots on the road corridors were either removed or improved upon in order to ensure that we ply our roads with safety. Based on these, the road traffic accident fatality rates in the country were systematically reduced from more than 34 per 10,000 vehicles to about 22 per 10,000 vehicles within that period, with a trajectory to attaining single-digit road traffic accident fatality rates to befit our middle-income status. The Metro Mass Transit Limited aimed at improving the drudgery of commuting from home to work and back. Free bus rides for school children were also introduced, aimed at reducing transport expenses of parents as well as increasing a respect for the elderly in the young and other matters. Now, from January 2009, as a ranking member for health, we have been able to impact substantially on the evolution of health policies and actions, such as the review of the National Health Insurance Law, the passage of the Health Facilities Regulatory Agency Act, the review of the Food and Drugs Authority Act, the passage of laws for the regulation of practitioners in the various sectors of health, like pharmacists, doctors, nurses, psychologists, opticians, and so many other practitioners in the health sector. The tabling and prosecution of a private member's motion in Parliament on the implementation of the capitation policy of the National Health Insurance Authority in Ashanti, and our role in the National Advisory Body to the government on the National Health Insurance Scheme to help to keep the National Health Insurance Scheme in shape for the benefits of the good people of Ghana.